AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. It's seen as a rebuke of Israel. The U.S. has refused to veto a resolution condemning Israeli settlements in the West Bank.
Ambassador Samantha Power says the U.S. held back its veto because Israel defied warnings the settlements block a two-state peace deal and instead sped up construction.
It is now putting at risk the very viability of that two-state solution.
Palestinian envoy Riyad Mansour said it's about time.
Illegal settlements and the wall have severely fragmented our land.
But Israel's Danny Danon said, how dare the UN tell Israelis what to do in Jerusalem?
Would you ban the British from building in London? Would you ban the Americans from building in Washington?
And from Florida, Donald Trump tweeted, things will be different January 20th. Mark Smith, Washington.
In Russia, President Vladimir Putin has downplayed concerns about Donald Trump's support for a strengthened nuclear capability. In a four-hour news conference, he also criticized Democrats for their concern over hacking. As people around this country gather to celebrate Christmas, there are warnings about the threat of terrorism. This is the AP's Carlotta Bradley.
A warning from the FBI and Department of Homeland Security has gone out to law enforcement nationwide. It was issued after a publicly available list of U.S. churches was posted on a militant's social media site.
That comes just days after an attack at a Christmas market in Berlin that Islamic State militants had claimed responsibility for. The suspect in that attack was killed in a shootout with Italian police. Officials are now trying to find out how he managed to make his way across Europe from Germany to Italy without being stopped. They believe he made part of that trip by train. Star Wars actress Carrie Fisher is in the intensive care unit of a Los Angeles hospital after suffering a medical emergency on a flight from London. Her brother, Todd Fisher, says he could not give any specific details about her condition. This is AP Radio News. On this Christmas weekend, the top Roman Catholic cleric in the Holy Land says he's glad the military war in the Syrian city of Aleppo is now over and that Christians there can celebrate Christmas without fear. Today he traveled from Jerusalem in a traditional Christmas Eve procession ahead of midnight mass in Bethlehem. President Obama is spending Christmas with his family in Hawaii, but he and First Lady Michelle Obama are thinking of Americans who are sacrificing while serving their country.
No one better embodies that spirit of service than the men and women who wear our country's uniform and their families.
As always, many of our troops are far from home this time of the year, and their families are serving and sacrificing right along with them.
Children around the world who want to keep track of where Santa is today could do so with the help of NORAD. The NORAD Tracks Santa operation is now up and running from Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado. Volunteers are answering the phones and emails and posting updates about Santa's trip online and in social media. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.